I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
So, would you prefer a lifetime ban or some jail time? I'm asking for a friend. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The guy that ran on the court last night, and Chris, you described it, he really didn't even get the selfie with Wimby. He's screaming, Wimby! And you see the replay, and Wimby's like smiling, like, you gonna do this right now? But he even posted it, but he got arrested, but he's banned for life. I prefer that over what? How much jail time was he potentially looking at?
Because a couple of months.
At least.
Yeah. Well, this is a no. First of all, for those who don't pick up what Carl's putting down, if you haven't seen the picture, this jackleg gets the picture with Wemby, but he's too damn short, Carl, and he doesn't get Wemby's head in the photo.
Well, he's only 7'5".
It's a picture of Wemby's chest in the photo. You could have gone to the shoe store and taken a picture with the mannequin and gotten the same effect. Here's the thing, Carl. If you spend 90 days in jail, your life as you know it is over.
Yes.
You're getting fired. You're losing your income. You're going to fall behind on your mortgage. Like, what? All your bills are going to go to shambles.
Yep.
Give me the lifetime ban.
No, I'm with you.
And you knew that was at risk anyway when you were going to do it.
He did. I mean, he took a shot. Luckily, nobody was hurt except for the Spurs' feelings, because they blew an opportunity last night where they had a chance to go up at home and then they blow a 14-point lead. Let me hear Karl-Anthony Towns, because here's the deal. I'm not going to buy this whole thing about Wimby being gassed. Let's stop making excuses. When he's great, it's, oh, he's unstoppable. When he's not good, 6-for-21 last night, even though he scored 26 points, you go, well, he's gassed. No. Karl-Anthony Towns played his butt off last night, as well as Brunson, when it mattered most, Dukesism, in the fourth quarter. Let me hear Kat talk about this, or should I say Mike Brown, on Karl-Anthony Towns before we hear Kat.
He was amazing. I mean, the double-double was huge. He came up with some timely buckets for us. He's a problem. You put a small guy on him, he's got a chance to offense a rebound. You put a big guy on him, he's got a chance to pick and pop and go around guys. So we got to just keep trying to move him around based on who's guarding him throughout the course of the ball game. But he was huge for us with his double-double.
Chris, most important player. I've been saying it since they played us. Not their best. You saw Brunson at the end of that game. But if he plays like this, I think it's going to be very hard for the Spurs to win this series.
His defensive effort last night, I've never seen that before from him. I mean, seriously, guy. I said this before, it's worth repeating. What's his reputation around the league?
Soft.
Soft, flopper, complainer, goes to the ref. Wah, they're being too hard on me. Not last night. This dude was a warrior. I mean, I don't know what. Maybe he's just matured. Maybe he's like feeling the moment of the weight of the finals behind him. This dude put on a clinic last night on how to keep Wemby from taking over the game. I couldn't have been more impressed. You're right.
Let me hear Kat talk about defending Wemby.
He was amazing. I mean,
just try to make it difficult. He's an amazing player. He's a one-of-a-kind player in this NBA. The league has ever seen, and you just try to make it as difficult as possible.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Brown's praising him. He's just talking about Wemby generally speaking. What's your take on Wemby? Because I told you earlier in the show, I said, look, we can't anoint these guys.
Bum.
Right? I love him. He's great. He's good for the game. He's fun to watch, but he's not a champion yet. And people talk about Wemby in this space as if he has already achieved greatness. He's ascending to it. But if he doesn't achieve that this year, it doesn't mean, again, he won't be great. It's like LeBron. He didn't win it the first time he got in there. But I don't want to give it to him. And so part of this is, you know, this may be the toughest task for the Spurs. But I got to tell you, man, Mitch Johnson, I thought he blew some stuff last night. You know, the Harper kid, Ron Harper's kid, by the way, for those who don't know, was incredible. And I just thought he should have been in the game way more than De'Aaron Fox, who was struggling. And you said Fox has just he's been bad as of late, right?
He's been bad and he's not healthy. That's the real problem. He missed a bunch of games earlier in the playoffs and he has not, because Carl, we all know Swiper, what's his thing? Speed.
Yep.
That's his game. He doesn't have that extra gear right now. His shots are flat, too. The other thing, too, Carl, about Wemby, we're looking for the next one right now in the NBA. LeBron is fading off into the sunset.
Yes.
So we are chomping at the bit to get our next guy because we went from MJ to Kobe to LeBron to Wemby. But Wemby isn't ready to take over the league yet, to your point.
He's not.
So you're looking to anoint this guy because you want to say, okay, perfect. We don't have to have this period where we don't have a true face of the league. Wemby's going to be the face of the league. Because let's be honest, Jokic, not the face of the league. Giannis was on a trajectory to be the face of the league.
Yep.
Not anymore.
Both champions, both MVPs. You're right.
Who's the face of the league? Luka? Not yet.
No. No. Soft body's not it.
So it's going to be, and I think that's why people are so eager to put him on a pedestal that he hasn't earned yet.
Yeah, and I'll say this, too. We'll see how this series plays out. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Turtles in with me, obviously. So tonight we will have a night show starting at 6, but he's not going to be on it. I'll say this about Wemby.
I'm going to Longhorns.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, me and the girlfriend.
You know what? I like Longhorns. The margarita there is really good, by the way.
One margarita.
I'm just saying. It's good.
Well, she's coming over after.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds intimate. I will say this about Wemby, too. Guys, I know he's 7'5", but he's not a true center. And I know people want to say, well, how the hell, what do you mean, Dukes? Look, they're banging on him, and the Knicks, with their big bodies, are doing the same thing they did to us. And if you allow them to continue to do this for 6 more games, he will be done. He is rail thin, okay? And so, you know, I brought this up to Turtle, and I said, put Luke Kornet in there, man. You can laugh, but at least he's got a bigger body, and let Wemby do Wemby things. He is the one guy that, you know, he's more of a creator and really, to be honest with you, a big stretch four than he is a true center. How many times you see him in the post? How many times you see him down there making that's not what he does. He'd rather face you up, take you off the dribble. So my point is, like, the Knicks are like, cool, you want to play that way, but we're going to put our big bodies on you. Mitchell came in last night, broke hand, and still had an effect. I think the Knicks and the way they played and the game plan worked. We'll see if it works in game two.
Is that not one of the weirder stories, by the way?
Which one?
The Mitchell Robinson injury thing. We still have no idea what happened. They said it was a non-basketball related thing that happened in between games.
I asked Mike, did he punch something?
Well, you know why they say that? Because they're calling it a boxer's hand injury, which is where you get the metacarpal on the pinky, which is like I'm pointing on the bottom back half of my hand. And that usually means when you make contact with something that doesn't give back, and the bone fractures as a result of that. And the weird thing about it is too, Carl, right before that, during one of his press avails, he for some reason opened up about mental health.
He did. That's
and
true.
And now people are putting two and two. Did he have a bout of anxiety or depression? Yeah. So that whole injury. But to your point, no harm, no foul. He was able to do what he needed to do last night.
He came in and he was the same Mitchell Robinson we saw in our series. Hey, let me hear Wemby talk about Jalen Brunson. Brunson, by the way, finished 13 points in the fourth quarter, okay? 30 points in the game. He didn't shoot the ball extremely well. And I said to Chris, like, that may be his worst performance in this series. And if you think it was because of Russ, because they had time off, so be it. But I don't think Jalen Brunson shoots 12 for 31 and 2 for 9 from three-point land in games 2, 3, and 4. I do not believe that. Here's what Wemby said about Brunson.
He's an elite player, and we got the chance that we're going to have many more chances. It's a first to four series, so we're going to have time to work on it.
All right. Well, look, adjustments need to be made. If they lose this series because Mitch Johnson doesn't want to make adjustments, like his rotations, leaving guys in. Guys, they got the sixth man of the year, okay? You may or may not even be aware of this. He hardly played last night.
Yeah, Vassell. What do you have, two?
Calvin Johnson, Keldon Johnson. He hardly played. You're like, what's the deal, 8 minutes?
Yeah.
So those are the kind of things that get you beat when you've been so good through the year. And I think for the first time, this is just me, like his team's been better than everybody they've played. And now they're meeting a team that may just be better than them, and you have to make adjustments. 404-726-0929. Your texts are always welcome. As we get ready to wrap up a show tomorrow, we're at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Come through. Mike and I will be there. Mike's back tomorrow. 2 to 6, we'd love to see you. One other thing, I want you to hear Wimby, because he admits he was bad last night.
Every team guards differently, you know. I'm going to figure it out. It's, I was bad tonight. It's not more complicated than that.
I sucked. I wasn't good. 26 points, 12 rebounds. Sounds good. But when it mattered, he wasn't there, and they really clamped him down. I think you gave me this number, Day-Day, one of you guys. 2 for 12 when Cat was the primary defender on him.
Yep.
So when Cat was defending Wimby, he wasn't really good. He hit 2 shots, 2 of 12. Guys, that's not good.
But, Carl, if we're being honest, and again, this requires people to do their research, which they don't do.
Do your research.
Go back and look at his stats in the OKC series. He had 3 big games. He was not good in their losses. Go back and look at his numbers. He was not putting up 30 and 10 every game in that series. You can slow him down, to your point. Whether it's fatigue or whatever. And, Carl, I don't think Mitch Johnson can make the adjustments.
You don't think so?
I don't know if he's ready to.
Okay. Well,
that
look.
That is a young cat he getting is. An opportunity.
Guess what? This is when you rely on Pop. Okay? Use what you've got. It's not like Pop wasn't there. He's been at all these games. He's sitting up there in the suite chilling. Tim Duncan's there. Damian Robb. All these guys, they've been there, done that. Bruce Bowen was there last night. We forget all these Spurs that have won chips. Manu was there. You got help. It's not like Mitch, he goes into a room and he's going to have to do it himself. My point is, if you don't figure it out, this is going to be the reason why the Spurs end up losing. It will not be because of talent. They are talented enough to be here and win this thing.
You see ESPN got caught using AI last night with Manu?
No, what'd they do?
They photoshopped a picture of him going to break. And they got called out for it hard on the internet.
It was not real?
They're like, why are you using a fake picture of Manu Ginobili, AI, in the middle of an NBA Finals broadcast?
Ooh.
Just get a real picture of him.
Yeah.
And then they came out with a statement and said, we are reevaluating our AI processes and may not use them going forward throughout the series.
That's weak.
That's so weak.
That's really
talk
weak.
Talk about cutting corners. It's the NBA Finals.
Yeah. No, I didn't see that. But no, man, look, it's not surprising. AI, it's coming. Hey, as we wrap the show up, man, Braves tonight. Another sweep. Chris Sale?
They have trouble sweeping. I don't know why.
Mm.
It's always 2 out of 3. But I'm going to say with Sale on the mound, they get it done.
I think so, too. I mean, he's been so good. Even in the start, you said it. The two they lost.
Yeah, he should be 10-3 right now. 10 wins on June 2nd.
Yeah, he's 8-3. And as we get ready to get out of here, the one rumor that's out there, and Grant addressed it, we talked about it a little bit. I don't even know if we talked about it on our pre-show today. And maybe that was just us talking before the show today. But we brought up Tarik Skubal and the fact that if you're going to make a move, this might be the guy. He would be a rental. But then Jeff Passan came out about midway through the show and kind of confirmed this.
Yeah, he said that the Dodgers, the Braves, and the Brewers are among the teams that would be interested if his services are made available. $17 million is what you would owe him for the remainder of his contract on the season, and it's just a matter of what it would cost. Is it going to cost you 1 prospect, 2 prospects, 3 prospects? Is it going to cost you a major league player like a J.R. Richie, somebody that you're using right now? Is it somebody that you're going to be able to say it was worth it to get rid of him in the future, like an Owen Murphy, who's one of their top prospects?
Mm.
Probably.
Yeah, it is.
But you know what it is? You know what it also is, Carl?
What?
Worth it!
I think so, too. I think we got to go all in. Hey, guys, we'll be here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We'll be live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We'd love to get a chance to see you out there. Come on through. Day-Day, we got to get out of here, man, and clear our throat! I mentioned Turtles in from Mike today. Great job, Chris. Appreciate you filling in. As always, it's good to talk with you. I mean, we see each other, but we don't do shows like we once did. Eric Slaughter, by the way, will be in for you tonight from 6 to 10. So stay there. He's got you covered. Guys, here's the thing. As we talk about the Braves, and I'm getting all these text messages about the Braves and stuff that you've said today, Chris, again, give them your Twitter handle so they can yell at you.
Yeah, at C Thomas Radio. Send all your compliments and, more importantly, the stuff you want to yell at me.
Okay, yeah, because don't yell at me. Yell at him, okay? I'm on your side. Man of the people. Hey, Day-Day, great job behind the glass as always. As always, been off this week, and Day-Day's been doing all the things. Appreciate you. Appreciate the guests. Go online, odyssey.com. Subscribe to Dukes and Bell. You get all of our content. You see all the guests and stuff there, and you'll get up-to-date breaking news as well. All right, we got to get out of here, man. Chris, clear your throat.
Falcons fans, don't judge a book by its cover. Kevin Stefanski is coming here to win football games. Two-time coach of the year. Helped a quarterback set rookie records in the NFL. This guy knows how to coach. Matt Ryan, Ian Cunningham, Kevin Stefanski. That is one heck of a trio that you should be excited about managing your favorite franchise in the NFL. This guy is going to make the offense better. He's going to help whoever is at quarterback. The last 2 years in Cleveland, while a blemish on his resume, A, do not define him, and B, was not his fault.
Hey, the best decision this offseason for Alex Anthopoulos had nothing to do with players. Don't misunderstand me. He did sign.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Some really good players that are contributing to this win, to this team, and to this team's winning. But the managerial decision was big. And I think a lot of people dismiss the fact that Walt Weiss, it wasn't his job necessarily automatically. They interviewed AA. The organization had an open mind. They wanted to see his vision. They wanted to understand what he thought needed to be done. Guess what? He's doing a terrific job. Let's not discount the relationships and how he's managing these guys as to why the Braves are in first place. And as Chris said, 22 games over 500. Hey, if you love the show,
tell your friends.
You don't.
You're dating, and you don't want the Braves to sign Scooble because he's injured.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.